Now and then, we see someone just lose it. That's when a person's frustrations get the better of them, maybe for just a minute or two. Whenever I see it, I always wonder what's behind it. What has brought a perfectly normal, characteristically polite person, someone much like myself, to the point where he rants like a madman at strangers in a public place? Well, after a recent personal experience, I can share with you just how easily it can happen. I was walking with Carla, our lowrider dog, in the deep woods of Stokes County recently when I saw something shiny on the floor of the forest. It was a mylar balloon, nearly hidden by mosses and ferns, except for a small section where it reflected the sun. I grumbled something about litter and put the balloon in my pocket, intending to throw it away back home. But when we got home, I was curious about where the balloon came from and how long it had been in the woods, so I inspected it more closely. The design was faded, although I could still see some faint colors. However, the manufacturer's information was clear, but in Spanish, with English as the secondary language. It told me the balloon was manufactured in Guadalajara, Mexico, but did not include a date. So I was left to wonder how long a mylar balloon could last in the deep woods before it decomposed into nothing. That's when I went to the source of all knowledge, the Internet. I learned a lot that day. First of all, mylar balloons were invented by NASA and are made from aluminum-coated nylon. They do not degrade, ever. Wherever they land after they're released, that's where mylar balloons will stay for the next 1,000 years or more. And that's not all. They conduct electricity, so when mylar balloons happen to come down across power lines, they can cause electrical outages and fires. In fact, several states, including Maryland and California, have proposed legislation to restrict their sale. The fine print on my balloon did advise the buyer to dispose of the balloon properly and to beware of contact with electricity. A nice gesture, but obviously ineffective. I also learned that latex balloons, which are biodegradable and do not conduct electricity, are readily available and are a perfect alternative to mylar. I confess that this knowledge made me upset that something as obviously dangerous and bad for the environment as mylar balloons are available for sale in nearly every drugstore in America. At best, they're long-distance litter that never decays, and at worst, they're brightly colored firebombs that come floating in silently to land across power lines and set our houses and woods on fire. Why aren't they against the law? It seemed so obvious to me that I knew others had to feel as righteously indignant about these balloons as I. So I searched the Internet and found a group known as the Balloon Council. I'm not kidding. You can look it up at balooncouncil.org. They have an 800 number, so I called their offices in Trenton, New Jersey. It turns out the Balloon Council is a group of lobbyists and balloon manufacturers who vigorously oppose any restriction on the sale of mylar balloons whatsoever. Suffice it to say, they were not too happy to hear from some fired-up North Carolina yokel who was unhappy about a mylar balloon he just found in the deep woods. They probably still talk about my call. Later that afternoon, after I had calmed down, I drove into King to pick up a prescription at the drugstore. But just as I walked in, I came face-to-face with a happy, smiling man who was headed out the door. In his hand, he held the strings of 3 bright and shiny mylar balloons that floated just above his head. This had to be destiny. I stepped right in front of him and opened my mouth to advise the poor man of the error in his thinking. But the only things I could think to say were firebombs, or 1,000-year litter, or even, don't buy these balloons, you fool. I suspected none of these things were likely to be very well received, either by the customer or by the manager of the drugstore. But in the instant before I actually spoke, I considered the possible outcomes. The customer might say, "Thank you for your great wisdom, O great sage of the Sourtown Mountains," and return his balloons to the store. Or he might have a different reaction, one that could result in me being banned forever from my favorite drugstore, or even involve law enforcement, which meant I might spend the night away from home. And I knew my wife Leslie would not be happy if she had to come pick me up in jail, especially for causing a scene at the neighborhood drugstore over balloons. She'd have to make up a better story than that. So I stepped aside without saying a word and watched the happy, smiling man carry his pretty party balloons to the car, completely unaware of the close call he just had with a stranger who nearly felt compelled to rant about how his 3 Mylar balloons would destroy the Earth. But I know now personally how easy it is to go from being a slightly eccentric, environmentally conscious, good-natured old mountain man into a raving old Stokes County coot who hangs around outside the drugstore yelling something bad about balloons to complete strangers. It's a slippery slope.